might need your company tonight.
Sentinel Storage. Store your off-season sports gear with Sentinel Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca. Proud partner of the 2024 Grey Cup Festival.
Sequin stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lies. 'Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered. The crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. 'Cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday. been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine. The whole thing, I'm sure I can pass this test.
She's going to be big, I think.
Do you think so, this one?
Yeah, predicting things for her.
Name is it Taylor Swift?
Something Swift. I don't know. Good morning. It's Holly and Nira, Virgin Radio. And this is exciting. It is officially Circle Back season.
Circle Back season.
Forget adulting for the next little while.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you why next.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Morning, everybody. This is amazing. Congratulations. It is officially Circle Back season.
Hmm.
As in, you know what?
Let's circle back to this after the holidays.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like right now?
Yes. As of November 1st.
What?
They say it is officially okay to say, you know what? That's a little too intense. That's a little too adulty. Too much responsibility. You know, let's circle back after the holidays. We'll circle back to this later.
Oh my gosh. This is getting earlier and earlier every year. Because I know I definitely start saying that around December 10th.
Oh my God, that's so late.
No, December 10th, I'm like, let's revisit this. Because technically, what does after the holidays mean to you?
January 2nd and on.
Oh really? Okay, so I think of it more like January 10th.
Why?
Because you come back from the new year.
Yeah.
And then your kids still don't go back to school right away, depending on what day
it is. Okay, okay.
I really am about like, you need a week of the kids kind of being back, kind of getting back into a routine. People have been traveling. People take extra time off during the holidays.
Okay.
Some people are like, no, we're going to like add an extra week just because we already have two, you know, whatever.
Okay.
I'm more around January 10th, 11th, 12th.
Okay.
So I like a good month. So I'm going December 10th to approximately January 10th.
You should extend the chill, man.
Okay.
It's everyone's cool with it. No, everyone's like, you know what? The year's wrapping up. Our brains are pretty tired.
Yeah.
Let's just shelf this. We'll put it on the back burner.
Right.
And we'll circle back in January after the holidays.
How would you honestly feel though? Like if you send an email to someone and you're asking about something and they say to you, yeah, like can we circle back to this in January? That's 2 months from now.
I know.
Like what? No, seriously, what would your brain do? My brain can't handle that right now.
I know your brain cannot.
Because for me, it's like, wait, am I in holidays?
Yeah.
That I'm confused.
I think this is also thanks to our friends south of the border thinking of you today.
Because of
Thanksgiving. I feel like as soon as America, it's like Black Friday and then boom, it's the holidays.
But you know, that's not until November 24th, right?
Right.
That's still 20 days away.
I know, but then we need to work into that and our, you know, I don't know why you're fighting this. This is great. This means like no responsibility besides feeding your kids from now till mid-January for you, January 10th. Lucky.
I can't, I have so much to do.
Yeah.
I have so much to do.
I know.
Like, how am I, if I just shut down, what's going to happen?
I'd love to see it.
No, I'm scared. Holly and Neera.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gouv.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Was Van Halen's Jump released before or after Madonna's Vogue? Are you a music fan? You'll love Hitster, the Hitscape, where you have to arrange 10 songs in chronological order. The classic 100% Franco and Guilty Pleasure versions. Full retailer list at hitstergame.com.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson. Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV.
This Bell Media station believes in being accountable to you, the listener, which is why we participate in the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council. We're committed to upholding the highest standards of broadcast excellence and adhering to the codes of conduct administered by the CBSC. If you have a concern about something you heard on our station, contact us or the CBSC at P.O. Box 3265, Station D, Ottawa, Ontario, K1P6H8, or visit the CBSC's website at cbsc.ca.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
This is a chain called BC's healthcare system. Its links include physiotherapists, radiation therapists, and dietitians. Links where vital tests and life-saving procedures happen when they should. Links to a healthcare system that works. But when chronically overworked and just not paid enough, it doesn't work. Support for specialized health professionals is the critical link to a strong healthcare system. A message from the Health Sciences Association of BC.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Check. Take 25% off full price items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Right now, get 40% off Crave annual plans for your first year. And this November, watch the must-see premiere of the new HBO original, Dune: Prophecy.
Power comes with a price.
The latest blockbusters like Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
I got this!
Plus the hilarious Crave original, The Office Movers.
Who did that?
You!
Me and all!
Get 40% off Crave annual plans for your first year ends December 2nd. Terms apply. Visit crave.ca/Black Friday. Crave. Endlessly entertaining.
Good business owners know the key is differentiating yourself. I'm Jeevan Vath, General Manager of Suki Vath Truck Center. We do something you can't find anywhere else. We can get you a truck anywhere in North America within a month with prices below normal retail value. We work with all major leasing companies and brokers across Canada to get you approved within a business day. It's just good business. Suki Vath Truck Center. Visit sukhivathtruckcenter.com for more.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune Prophecy. Streams November 17th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Everything you want is on sale at the Sephora Savings Event.
I know. You should see my cart.
Tell me what's in there.
A set of Sol de Janeiro body mist, Summer Fridays lip balm, Charlotte Tilbury foundation, Rare Beauty blush, and a Valentino fragrance.
Okay, sounds like it's time to check out.
But I'm still shopping.
The sale is almost over.
Just one more product.
there's still time to shop the only beauty sale where everything is on sale all at once. The Sephora Savings Event ends November 11th. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
Experience the magic of the holidays at CF Pacific Center. From live holiday entertainment to a roaming Santa experience, there's something for everyone to get into the spirit of the season. Guests can enjoy even more holiday shopping time with extended hours beginning November 30th. To learn more about CF Pacific Center's holiday hours, festive experiences, and services, visit cfshops.ca.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tena Men, their protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tena Men. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Hey, want to grab a burger?
A what?
A burger.
What's that?
A hamburger.
Sorry, I'm a little lost.
A hamburger.
Maybe if I saw one?
Bread with meat in the middle.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Like a souvlaki pita wrap.
No.
Win free OPA for a year and you might just forget what other food is. You could win one of three grand prizes of OPA for a year or instantly win wraps, fries, and more. Enter on the OPA app or at opaofgreece.com.
Let's go.
Vancouver's number one hit music station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
And on my journal to a page, everything that hurts me still the same. Cause like there's nothing new for me to say. Why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Of her naked in my head, but I went off and chose myself instead. Why is my mind? I don't know why. Nothing left. All the lights new in my head. But here I am singing songs again. Why is my mind? I don't know a kid. Sometimes I still cry out for my mother. Why? I don't know.
Smoky, dark, crowded.
bedroom, I need nothing under pink light in June. I was so cool, but then all of a sudden, you saw me look at you.
It's Saturday. It's Holly and Nira. How many minutes do you think you can wait before you are officially annoyed? How many minutes before you can wait for food?
Oh!
Like before you're officially annoyed. There's an actual number. Answer next.
I keep staring at the bedroom door, knowing you don't want to be here anymore. I don't want you to go, but it's time that I throw in the towel. You were my boy. Yours. Got the look on your face that I can't ignore. So if you're gonna go, could you let me know slowly for hours? Pull me close, don't say you're sorry. Leave your ghost, I'll let you haunt me. I know how this goes. Oh, I know. If it's inevitable, my heart.
I can find you a reason to stay. And my heart's gonna break, then at least I can say I was broken by you.
Holly and Neera.
Would you say that you're a patient person?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
How many minutes can you wait for food before you are officially annoyed? How many minutes? There's an exact number.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Okay. Am I hungry already?
I don't know.
Then it's like 40 seconds.
These were not the questions that were asked in advance. It just said, honestly, for food.
Am I PMSing? There are factors.
Waiting for food. You will wait 29 minutes before you get annoyed.
Wow, 29?
Mm-hmm. Tick tock, tick tock.
This is like when you're at a restaurant.
Okay.
You know, you've ordered your food.
Okay.
29 minutes is like where you're like, okay, before
wow.
you're like officially annoyed. Waiting for food to arrive at your house is also the same. It's 29 minutes.
That seems long. For my house? Yes. 29 minutes? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Food delivered? Half hour?
Yes.
It's pretty standard.
I would say for the house, for yeah. sure.
A restaurant? 29
I know.
Minutes? I would be raging.
I know.
And if you had
I
your
know.
Kids with you?
You know.
Oh,
it's,
forget
it's,
it.
It's totally, for me, I was thinking, but again, I was putting myself in a situation. It depends. I think I get more annoyed if I'm sitting at a restaurant and I haven't been,
Oh, like approached yet?
Yeah, like if a server hasn't come to take our order,
mm-hmm.
that annoys me more than once I've given it and then.
Okay, yeah.
Do you
I agree
know what
with
mean?
You. Yes, where you're like, oh my God.
Like, where are you?
Yeah,
like,
we've
hello.
Been sitting here for so long.
We've been sitting here for so long. You gave us water. You've never come back.
Then it makes me worried. I'm like, how is the rest of the experience going to be?
Exactly. So how long can you wait for the average things in life? So waiting for food to actually come after you've ordered it when you're sitting at a restaurant, 29 minutes. Waiting for food to be delivered at your house, I was like, 29 minutes is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
for me, it's usually about 40.
Mm-hmm.
I usually estimate about 40, 45 minutes for food to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is.
Yeah.
Depending what day it is too.
And depending where you go.
Friday night, Saturday night, like what kind of day is it, right? So waiting on a server to take your order officially before we're annoyed, 13 minutes. You will, once you get past 13 minutes, you're like, screw this.
That's a long time to me. That feels too long too.
Mm-hmm.
13 minutes, I'm sitting there, I haven't even got water, I haven't even been said like, hello? Oh my God, no.
I know. There are a lot of people who expect to be eating within 30 minutes of sitting down.
I would, that's me.
Right?
Yeah, something.
Okay.
Give me an appy. Give me something.
I think when you're waiting in the line at a grocery store, a lot of people there also are, they're saying that's one of the most impatient places that people are. It really bothers me now when I go to a grocery store and you see all the checkouts and like three quarters of them are closed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
I know.
The lineups are huge at the three that are open.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're like, I will be that person. I'll be like, hello, can you like call someone in to open up another lane here, please?
Yeah.
And then what's the rules of the lane?
What do you mean?
You know, then all of a sudden, have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah.
Where they try and take the next person, but then people who are way behind you go off into that lane.
Yeah.
And screw you over.
I know. And then you're like, should I wait where I am?
I know.
Is it going to be quicker? I mean, at Superstore, they have near the Superstore near my house in North Van, they have like a sign that says Saturday, all tills open.
Wow.
It's like a thing they promote. They're like, come on. I think it's Saturdays. All tills open.
What?
I'm like, what? All the tills are going to be open? Yeah. They like promote it.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, and I've also started noticing how much they have changed now at the different grocery stores for self-checkout.
Yeah.
They've made it really harder, like, for people who are maybe shoplifting a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, so intense.
Do you know you're not allowed a cart in the self-checkouts?
Oh.
Like, you're not allowed a cart. Like, you have to only have, like, a hand basket. Apparently, that's, like, the general rule of self-checkouts. You're not allowed to, like, wheel up your cart. And so they make it tricky. They don't want you. That's too much stuff.
Oh, Walmart's never done that.
Really?
Everybody's got their buggies.
Really?
Well, yeah, because what if you're buying, like, I don't know, like a coffee machine or something, and then you've got, like, 10 cans of tuna.
Right.
How are you going to carry that?
Cool order.
Holly and Neera. Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. Still laying next to me, 1 degree of separation.
still laying next to me. Won't agree to separation. You're feeling mine, and every time you breathe his air, just know I was already there. You can love him if you like. I've been there, done that once or twice, and singing about it don't mean I care. Yeah, I know I've been known to share. Well, I heard you're back together, and if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune: Prophecy. The epic prequel to the classic sci-fi novel.
Sacrifices must be made.
True power begins with control.
Sisterhood above all.
Dune: Prophecy streams November 17th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Seems everyone has a cold or flu these days, so it's vital that you keep your immune system functioning at peak levels. Protect your health with a daily dose of delicious elderberry gummies from New Nordic, the number one supplier of natural supplements in Scandinavia. Elderberry gummies are sugar-free and contain 3 times the regular amount of elderberry extract, providing powerful immune support, virus resistance, and fast relief from cold and flu symptoms. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Loblaws, Jean Coutu, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
Callum.
Yes, Michael?
What is the perfect Christmas gift?
A big diamond.
I know of a Christmas gift way better than that.
You know we're in the diamond business, don't you?
2 big diamonds are twice as good as 1 big diamond.
Are you suggesting a big diamond on each hand?
No, I'm suggesting a big diamond on each ear.
Oh, you're talking about diamond stud earrings.
Yes, I'm talking about diamond stud earrings.
We have natural diamond studs and created diamond studs.
Natural diamond studs from the heart of the earth.
And created diamond studs from the heart of a star.
You can wear diamond stud earrings every day and everywhere.
And they never go out of style.
And when you buy from Spence, you can always trade your Spence diamond stud earrings in for a larger pair and get credit for 100% of the price you paid for your old ones.
That sounds like a really good deal.
It is a really good deal.
Michael?
Yes, Callum?
Have you heard from Sarah lately?
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Everything you want is on sale at the Sephora Savings Event.
I know. You should see my cart.
Tell me what's in there.
A set of Sol de Janeiro body mists, Summer Fridays lip balm, Charlotte Tilbury foundation, Rare Beauty blush, and a Valentino fragrance.
Okay, sounds like it's time to check out.
But I'm still shopping.
The sale is almost over.
Just one more product.
There's still time to shop the only beauty sale where everything is on sale all at once. The Sephora Savings Event ends November 11th. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
It was a difficult time and I didn't believe that things would get better. And then I got the call. This stopover became more than just a place to crash. I felt seen. I learned skills. I made friends. I discovered the courage to be myself. Before, I couldn't even dream. Now I'm thriving. I know who I am and I know what I need. I'm Alex and this is just the beginning.
Help more youth write a happy ending. Covenant House Vancouver's Triple Match campaign is on now. Donate today for triple the impact at covenanthousebc.org.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister?
Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
28 days of daily deals are on at Real Canadian Superstore because more hot deals equals a happier bank account. Plus, when you spend $300, we'll throw in a free Lego creative suitcase. Now that's how you find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8 on CTV.
Back to the hits, now.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Oh,
That's Holly and Neera.
Virgin Radio. Thank you for having us on. Happy Soccer
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it is. Get a coffee.
And Timbits. You have to. It's the weekend.
And hot chocolate.
Coming up on the show, how to make your kid a millionaire. Parents, I got you.
For real?
For real. All
right.
After the beaches on Virgin. Your kid a millionaire? Yes, a millionaire by the time they're 43. I'm gonna teach you.
What I really want to see is
I was reading this thing yesterday. The average person in the Lower Mainland, it now takes someone 13.5 years of saving to afford a house here.
That's it?
13.5.
I thought it was way higher, but okay.
Oh, really?
No, because
I think that's just for the down payment.
Okay, because I'm like, it's just it's a gong show. What's happening in our economy?
You and I were saying yesterday, we're like, cool. So now as a parent, a new responsibility in 2024 is you have to be the one that helps your kid afford their entire life when you're gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Like that is the pressure that we are now feeling because mm-hmm. the world is saying that our kids are not going to be able to afford anything. So yeah. 13.3 years does not sound that bad, but okay.
Okay. Well, here is how to make your kid a millionaire by the time they're 43. Right. And I have a financial disclaimer.
Oh, man.
Okay. That I have to add.
Wait. Did you make this up yourself?
No.
Okay.
I saw it on TikTok.
Great. Okay? Perfect.
A financial person disclaimer. This is based on an 8% annual return. Does that mean something to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So keep that in mind. Okay, here we go. Here's how to make your kid a millionaire by the time they're 43. You first invest $750 at birth.
Okay.
Then you invest $500 each birthday.
All right.
Then $250 each month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this is per kid and you have three. So, okay.
Yeah.
Then by the time they're 18, they're going to have around $144,000 saved. You've helped them do this.
When you say invest, like put it into something?
Put it into something. This is based on an 8% annual return.
Okay.
So you got to figure that out. You find the right thing, but it's got to give you some money back.
Okay. Okay.
You got to earn, what's it called? Interest.
Okay.
Okay. By the time they're 18, they'll have $144,000. Then you keep adding $250 a month for them. Then by the age of 43, your child will have $1.2 million.
Okay.
That's it. That's the math.
But you got to figure, like when you say, like, is it in a stock? Or is this a tax-free savings account? Honey. It has to have an 8.8% return.
An 8% return is what they've based all these numbers off. However you figure that out with your financial person or if you can do it yourself, I don't know.
So if I'm doing RESPs for them.
Find out what it means to me. Yeah. Yes.
If I'm doing those.
Yes, we are too. This is good. Good. That's that free money from the government.
And also, isn't that the same idea?
Well,
because then when you get into your RESP, you can bracket it off into different types of investments.
I don't know that.
Yes.
I just know it's for education.
It is, but.
Do you know you can also use it towards like, rent and stuff?
You can use it, yeah, down payment towards your first house, stuff like that. So when you go into your RESP that you have for your children.
Yeah.
Talk to your financial advisor. You can then break it off into different funds so that it is giving you more of a return on the money that you have in there.
Okay.
But again, you must be careful because there's ups and downs. There's ebbs and flows when you do those.
Ebbs and flows.
But you're looking at the long term that they're not going to be touching this till they're 18. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, they're not touching it until they're 43.
No, no. But what I mean is like technically when you're first starting this RESP.
Yeah.
They have access to it when they're 18.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you like whatever, however you're going to do it. So this is also maybe okay.
Okay. So sorry. Do you believe in this or?
Holly and Neera.
I miss the fire, I miss the thunder. I miss your warm lips like the summer. I was the rain, you were the cover. You held me up and I pulled you under. And you say there's nothing we could change, it's still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel dark. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. Oh, 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 heartbreak back. Oh, oh, give me some of that heartbreak back. Oh, 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 heartbreak back. Oh, oh, give me some of that heartbreak back.
We took revenge, turned it to wreckage. You loved me blind, I loved you reckless. All of the nights, moments and places. Yeah, these are the things I have been missing. And you say there's nothing we could change, it's still all over my mind. I'm in the bright light, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. Feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back.
Vancouver's number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Been here all night, Ariana. Been here all day, Nicki Minaj. And boy, got me walking side to side. No. I'm talking to you.
Flow. Wrist icicle, ride bicycle. Come true, yo. Get you this type of blow. If you wanna manage, I got a tricycle.
All these clothes, it's my mini-me. I be smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelin' since they feelin' me. I give zero folks, and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, tap the blue box, I say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gun pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana Run Pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them, no, cause I.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeart radio station. Vancouver's number one hit music station.
Number one hit music station. 94.5.
Virgin Radio.